好，麦昆的知音服务员，聆听各位尊敬的万事纳瓦奉献者，早上好。今天是2019年5月14日，我们继续荣幸的邀请到了 Tirtharaj Prabhu 为我们讲解 Prabhupada 的逍遥甘露，敬请聆听。 Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna Nama Om Vishnu Daya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutane Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyacha Deshatarine。Welcome, everybody.
大家早上好。
We're continuing to read about some Srila Prabhupada stories and some things that Srila Prabhupada said about certain things.
我们继续来阅读圣帕帕德的故事以及帕帕德的一些言语。
So this quote is on book distribution, on book production and distribution.
这个故事是有关于制作书籍以及派发书籍的。
Some of Srila Prabhupada's well-known statements stress the value of his books and the necessity to print them with the greatest care.
帕帕德有一些话语强调了，就是非常小心的来制作他的书籍，以及非常小心谨慎的来生产他的书籍的重要性。
So the first statement he said, if there are any mistakes in my books, then the books will not be taken seriously.
第一句话是，如果在我的书中有任何错误的话，那么人们都不会，很尊重这些书籍。
Every word in these books is like a document.
这些书籍当中的每一字每一句都好像文件那么重要。
The editors should not be careless or speculate. In other words, they should make sure they find all the mistakes and they should not speculate when they read the words.
他说，我的编辑们，不应该犯错误。如果他们在书中找到了任何错误，他们不应该推敲。
Okay, next statement. The purports are my devotional ecstasies.
这些要旨是我的灵性的狂喜。
Srila Prabhupada's first books were printed by devotees at ISKCON Press. Press means like a book publishing place. But they weren't done expertly.
帕帕的第一本书是在国际 Krishna 知觉协会书籍出版社印刷的，但是出版的效果并不是很精湛的效果。
When Srila Prabhupada received the first copy of a paperback, that means a soft copy, you know, like a book without a hard cover, means a means a paperback edition.Of a Bhagavatam, it opened and the binding fell apart in his hands. It means the you know, how the book is kept together, that's called the binding. So when Srila Prabhupada opened the book, the pages started falling out.
当圣帕帕德拿到他的第一本薄伽瓦坛的时候，也就是这个软质的薄伽瓦坛，他翻开书里面的这个拆封里面的纸就掉了下来，就是并没有很好的装钉。
To the devotees who saw when this happened, he said, "What will it take for my disciples to learn how to print these books so they don't fall apart?" In other words, what's it going to take for you to learn how to do this properly?
他的门徒就在那目瞪口呆的看着这一幕。帕帕德对他们说，我的门徒要学会怎么来装钉，让这些书籍不掉下来。那他们需要学些什么知识呢？
Then Brahmananda Prabhu replied, Sincerity, Prabhupada, if we become more sincere, then we could do it properly.
Brahmananda 就说需要真诚，如果我们变得更加真诚，那么就不会发生这种事了。
Prabhupada looked at the broken book in his hand and he said, No.
沙帕德看着手中的这个七零八落的巴洛的书籍说：“不。”
The devotees were very surprised.
奉献者感到很震吃惊。
One of them said, "No sincerity."
其中一个说：“不是真诚吗？”
Sincerity, yes, said Srila Prabhupada, plus some intelligence.
帕帕说。真诚是的，再加上智慧。
One time, while Srila Prabhupada was speaking to some devotees who were distributing books, Srila Prabhupada explained to them how Bhaktivinoda Thakur had wanted a temple built in Mayapur.
有一次，帕帕在房间里对派书的奉献者讲话的时候，谈到了 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 希望在马普建一座。天门馆。
And he said, "You will be the cornerstone," said Srila Prabhupada to his book distributors. Cornerstone, do you not understand that word?
Founder.
Yes, the foundations, right? He said, "You will be the cornerstones," indicating the book distribution. He said, "By distributing the books, the temple would be built."
帕帕对派书奉献者说：“你们将是这座大庙的基石。”换句话说，就是通过派书，这个大庙得以建立。
Next one is Srila Prabhupada tells a story.
下一个是一个故事。
When Srila Prabhupada's edition of Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila Volume 1 was printed, the devotees were very surprised to read about the joking between Lord Nityananda and Advaitacharya during the taking of prasadam at Advaitacharya's house.
当永恒的柴达尼亚经中篇逍遥第一章第一部印刷出来的时候，奉献者们阅读到书中有关于主尼提安南的主阿杜塔查亚。在阿杜塔查尔的家中，他们荣耀午餐的时候所开的玩笑，感到非常吃惊。
Yes, Madhya Lila Volume 1. Have you read this?
Yes.
Ah, so you know the pastime.
Yes.
So one morning, when Srila Prabhupada was in the car, one of the devotees expressed his appreciation for this new volume.
一天清晨，在车里。奉献者们向帕帕德表达了对这一卷的感激之情。
And he said, "There's such nice humor in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada."
这本书中有这么多的幽默。
Yes, said Srila Prabhupada, "Spiritual life, there is also humor."
是的，帕帕说，灵性生活中也有幽默。
Then he told a story.
他接着讲了故事。
Krishna one time spoke to an old lady, and he said to her, "You're so ugly. You should marry a monkey."
有一次 ，Krishna 对一个老太太说：“你长得太丑了，你应该嫁给一只猴子。”
Then the lady replied, she said, "No."
这个老太太说：“不。”
I have given up all material desires, and I will marry you, Krishna.
我已经放弃了所有物质的欲望，我只会嫁给你 ，Krishna.
Yes, yes, yes. All the gopis and boys started clapping and laughing.
啊，太好了，太好了，太好了！所有牧牛童、牧牛姑娘们都鼓掌，笑了起来。
And when Srila Prabhupada was telling the stories, his eyes became very big, and he became very excited and laughing at the funny pastimes of Krishna.
帕帕讲述的过程当中呢，他的眼睛就睁得越来越大。他由于这个滑稽的 Krishna 消失光，感到非常的开心。
So in this way, Krishna was defeated, said Prabhupada, by that laughing of the gopis.
是的，帕帕说，就这样，因为牧牛姑娘的。哄堂大笑 ，Krishna 就被击败了。
Okay, this is another story. In a lecture, Srila Prabhupada said that foolish people often criticize devotees and say they are doing nothing and they're weak, but people don't understand the intelligence of a devotee.
他怕在一堂讲课当中呢，就谈到世俗之人的愚蠢之处。他们总是批评奉献者无所事事、软弱、脆弱。但是帕帕说这些世俗之人没有智慧。
Therefore, a devotee doesn't need to listen to such people. And then, to illustrate this point, Srila Prabhupada told a story.
因此，圣帕帕说，奉献者无需听这些闲言碎语。那为了进一步阐释，他讲了一个故事。
So, some laborers were criticizing the minister of the king, saying that he was only sitting around and doing no work.
一些劳工就批评国王的大臣们，说这个大臣只是坐在那里，什么也不干。
Now, the king reminded the workers that it took some intelligence to become a minister.
这国王就提醒劳工说要做大臣可是需要智慧的。
And he said, I'll give everybody a test, including the minister, and whoever passes the test can become the next minister.
国王说我会给大家出一个测试题，谁要是通过了这道考试就可以成为下一任的首相。
Then the king said, take this big elephant, weigh him, and let me know the exact weight.
你们牵着这头大象，称它的重量，然后告诉我这头大象有多重。
And the ordinary people, they were baffled. They didn't know what to do. Where do you find a scale to weigh an elephant?
普通人都被挫败了。到哪里去找这么大的秤砣来称这头大象呢？
They couldn't do anything.
他们无计可施。
Then they came back to the king with no information.
他们回到国王面前，就一副垂头丧气的样子。
Then the king turned to his minister and said, "Will you please weigh this elephant?"
国王又转向他的大臣首相说，您能不能称一称这头大象有多重？
In 6 minutes, he came back and he reported, the elephant weighs 1,930 pounds.
这个首相回到国王面前说，这头大象重1930英镑。
The other men that were standing, they were like amazed and surprised. How was that possible, they asked.
其他人站在那里就感到很吃惊。他是怎么做到这点的？
Within 6 minutes, he came back and he gave the exact weight.
只是过了6分钟，首相就把准确的重量报给了国王。
The king asked, "So how did you weigh the elephant? How did you get such a big scale?"
国王问首相，你是怎么称的？你是怎么找到这么重的秤砣呢？
No, sir, replied the minister. It's not possible to weigh the elephant on a scale. It is very difficult.
不，先生，不是这样的。很难找到这么重的秤砣，不是不可能用这个秤来称这大象吗？
It's very difficult.
这也这么做太难了。
So, how did you weigh it?
那你是怎么腰的呢？
He said, I took it on a boat.
他说我把这头大象牵到一只船上。
So when I got him on the boat, then I saw the watermark. I saw the, where the water, you know, at the side, and I marked it, how deep the water, the boat was in the water. Do you understand watermark?
当这个船来到这个在水里的时候呢，我刻下了这个水线，记录了。
So then when I got the elephant off the boat, I just added weight onto the boat till it came to the same level. And then I could understand how much the elephant weighed.
之后把这头大象牵到岸上，再向这个船中就是添加同样的 to add the other a water or add something else?
You add some weights, you know, some...
Okay. 然后呢、yes. 我就往这个船里增加了一些重压秤的东西，直到这个船它的水线达到跟这个大象在这船里同样的水线。
Let's see if you can become a minister.
看看你们能不能也能当首相。
So the king, so he said, so then I added the weight on the boat, then I could see how much, you know, the weight, elephant weight. So then the king turned to the laborers and he said to them, do you see the difference now between you and the minister?
他就这样子向那个船里增加同样的分量的东西，再把这个东西拿出来，直到水线跟那大象一样。然后国王就转向那个劳工说：“你们看到了吗？这就是首相和普通人的区别了。”
And then they said, "Yes, we understand that."
然后这些工人说：“啊，现在我们明白了。”
So after telling the story, Srila Prabhupada gave a quote from Shastra.
讲完这个故事，睡了啪啪的就从经典当中引述了一段话。
I want to read the Sanskrit. He said, and the translation is, one who has intelligence, he has strength.
意思就是说，拥有智慧的人就拥有力量。
And one who has no intelligence has no strength.
没有智慧的人也没有力量。
So Prabhupada concluded, scientists,atheists and people who criticize devotees like that, they're fools.
帕帕的结论就是那些科学家、那些无神论者还有批评奉献者的人，他们都是傻瓜。
We take advice from Krishna or his representatives.
我们从 Krishna 以及他的代表那里接受他们的建议。
One morning, Srila Prabhupada was walking.
有一天清晨，帕帕在散步。
There were some sannyasi disciples and also some other devotees, and there was one devotee called Krishna Das.
散步的跟随的人群当中有托钵僧，还有其他的人，其中有个奉献者叫 Krishna Das。
So he had recently left the, you know, he had stopped practicing Krishna consciousness, and he had grown long hair.
他刚刚停止了修习 Krishna 之觉，蓄起了长发。
But recently he showed some interest again, and now he was walking with Srila Prabhupada.
最近他又表现出对 Krishna 之觉兴趣，就跟帕帕一起散步。
And he was asking many questions of, you know, many doubts that he had.
他向帕帕提出了脑中的许多疑惑。
At the very end of the walk, somehow, the topic of feeling separation from the spiritual master came up.
最后呢，就是与灵性导师的分离之情这个问题被提了上来。
So Krishna does ask,to Srila Prabhupada, you must always be feeling separation from your spiritual master.
Krishna Das 问帕帕德，您一定是感受到与您的灵性导师的分离之情。
And he was hoping, you know, Srila Prabhupada would begin about talking about his feelings of separation from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
他本以为帕帕德会接下来谈论他跟自己灵性导师是的 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 的分离之情。
And then Srila Prabhupada was silent.
帕帕德沉默了下来。
Again, he asked the same question. I suppose you must always be feeling separation from your spiritual master.
这位奉献者又再一次说，我猜您一定感受到跟您灵性导师的分离之情。
Then Srila Prabhupada replied,
Prabhupada 回答,
That's none of your business to ask.
这跟你没关系。
Then he got in his car and left him behind.
他走回车里，然后把这个奉献者撂到身后。
So in other words, it was the question was too personal to ask, you know?
换言之，就这是一个私人问题，不适合提出来。
And it's sometimes not the business of a disciple to ask such questions of the guru.
门徒也不是也没有权利，也不适宜向灵性导师 guru 提出这种私人问题。
Yeah, next story. When Srila Prabhupada visited Hawaii, he had to deal with some controversial people who claimed to be followers, who claimed to be his followers, means Srila Prabhupada's followers, but at the same time, they rejected the International Society for Krishna Consciousness.
下一个故事是圣帕帕德他到夏威夷的时候，他必须要处理一些争执。有一群人呢，他们自称是帕帕德的追随者，但是他们却抛弃了国际 Krishna 直觉协会 ISKCON。
But Srila Prabhupada wanted to encourage everyone to keep chanting Hare Krishna.
但是圣帕帕德却希望鼓励每一个人都唱诵 Hare Krishna。
Yet at the same time, he also wanted to clearly establish that sincere followers should work within ISKCON.
同时他又希望确立这个事实，就是他的真诚的追随者们应该在 ISKCON 的框架之内合作，通力合作。
So there were, after his lecture, there was question and answers, you know, people asking him about, you know, ISKCON and who's a follower and so on.
在讲课之后呢，人们开始提问题，ISKCON 是什么，他的追随者又是什么，谁。
So, what is ISKCON? Asked a long-haired boy that looked like he was living on the beach, you know, but he was wearing a japa bead bag around his neck.
国际 Krishna 的知觉协会是什么？有一个在海滩居住的，留着长长头发的一个小伙子问道，他的脖子上还戴着净珠，戴着念珠带。
ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada replied. He said, it's a simple thing. You don't know?
ISKCON, 这是很简单的，你不知道吗？
Then he described each letter in the acronym ISKCON, and he explained what I stands for, what S stands, like that.
他就逐一的解释了 ISKCON 国际 Krishna 知觉协会这个缩写，每一个字母代表什么。
We have a worldwide society. That's why we say international.
我们有个全球的协会，因此被称为是国际的。
So, well, are you ISKCON? The boy asked.
那么您是 ISKCON 吗？
This was a question, like what we call a loaded question.So, you know, like a question that you ask to try to defeat somebody somehow, you know, to trap somebody with the answer.
这个问题是一个是一个内藏着玄机的问题，就是说它里面含着一些寓意，意思是要打败对方。
So the devotees had been preaching that Srila Prabhupada was ISKCON, because no one can refuse service to ISKCON and yet claim to serve Srila Prabhupada.
因为奉献者一直在宣传说帕帕就是 ISKCON, 因为没有人能够在 ISKCON 之中服务，然后却背离 ISKCON.
But the devotees who were anti-ISKCON, they argued Srila Prabhupada and ISKCON were different.
但是那些反对 ISKCON 的人，他们宣称帕帕德和 ISKCON 是分离的，国际 Krishna 知觉协会是分开的。
They said Prabhupada was pure and transcendental, but ISKCON was corrupt and just an organization.
他们说帕帕德是纯粹而超然的，而国际 Krishna 知觉协会是腐败的。
Then Srila Prabhupada started to laugh.
啊，帕帕德就笑起来。
And he said, I am not ISKCON. He said, I am a member of ISKCON.
我不是 ISKCON, 我不是 Krishna 直接协会，我是 国际 Krishna 直接协会的一位成员。
Then he looked at his disciple who was the GBC, and he pointed to him and he said, he is also a member of ISKCON.
他又指着他的 GBC 的门徒说道，他也是国际 Krishna 直接协会的成员之一。
Then he pointed to the temple president, and he said, he is also a member of ISKCON. We are all members of ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness.
帕帕又指着庙长说，他也是 ISKCON 的成员之一，我们都是国际 Krishna 直接协会的成员。
Everybody said, Jai, Jai, Jai.
啊，人人每个人都高呼寨寨。
Then Srila Prabhupada looked around. He was smiling and there were no further questions or challenges because he made such a perfect but a humble reply.
帕帕德环顾四周，听众当中再没有人提出这类问题了，因为他的回答是这么蛮完美而又谦卑。
Okay, in Bombay, the devotees were able to freely see Srila Prabhupada and ask their questions.
下一个问，故事是在孟买，奉献者们可以自由自在的来见帕帕德提出问题。
But one Swami, Panchadravida Swami, he seemed to think that as ISKCON would grow bigger, then devotees wouldn't be able to have such a close relationship with their spiritual master anymore because there were too many people and maybe he couldn't see him anymore.
有一位门徒叫 Panchadravida Swami, 他觉得随着ISKCON 逐渐扩大，门徒们就再没有这么亲密的这么多的机会可以跟帕帕德有这么亲密的关系了。
So one day he came into Srila Prabhupada's room and he revealed his mind. He wanted to ask Srila Prabhupada about this.
有一天他来到帕帕的房间，就向帕帕德倾吐了他的心声。
And he said, I don't understand, he said to Srila Prabhupada. He said, ISKCON is a big society. So how can I understand that I have a personal relationship with you?
我不理解，帕帕德， ISKCON 是这么大的一个协会，我怎么能跟您有这种亲密的关系呢？
He said, if I'm somewhere halfway, you know, on the other side of the world and I'm maybe cleaning the floor in the temple, how do I know that I'm serving you personally?
如果我在地球的那一边，我在庙宇里擦地板，我怎么能感受到我在亲自的在服务您呢？
ISKCON is so big, Srila Prabhupada answered very simply. He said, but I am so small.
帕帕德说，是的， ISKCON 是这么庞大，可是我是这么的渺小。
Panchadravida immediately felt satisfied with the answer, but Srila Prabhupada explained a little bit more.
潘查扎维达对这个问题的回答立刻就感到心满意足，但是他还想进一步的澄清。
And he said, you speak about serving in some temple somewhere, but actually you don't have to do anything.
This is what Prabhupada said, huh?
He said, your Prabhupada answered him, and he said, you say that you're serving somewhere, but actually you,speaking about Panchadravida, he said, you don't have to do anything. He says, actually, I am responsible.
帕帕德就跟这个奉献者说，你刚才说你在某个地方在那里服务，但实际上你没有做什么，是我在为这一切负责。
He said, but I...have to maintain all the temples and make sure that all the floors are clean, the pots are washed, and everything is clean and ISKCON temples all over the world.
是我在确保所有庙宇的地板被清洁了。我负责着全球的国际 Krishna 知觉协会的方方面面。
He said, but I cannot do it all by myself.
可是我不能一个人做所有的事情。
It's like an arti. I may be offering arti, but I may say to you, can you please hand me the fan so that I can offer it to Radha and Krishna?
就好像在做供奉 arti 的过程当中，我请求你，你能不能递给我一只扇子，我好为 Radha Krishna 扇凉。
So in the same way, I'm asking you to help me in the temple by preaching or cleaning the floors. Do you understand?
Yes. 所以以同样的方式，我也在请求你，你们帮助我，帮助我传教，帮助我清洁地板。
So Prabhupada is saying, do you understand?
okay. 所以帕巴德就问这个潘查扎威的，问，你现在明白了吗？
So do you understand this episode? How one is serving the guru like this?
Me or the audience?
Well, you also, yeah.
Okay, 那现在大家明白这一点了吗？
So we are just the assistants of the guru.
我们只不过是 guru 的助手而已。
In India, after a lecture program, a young Indian boy spent the evening with the devotees.
在印度，在有一次讲课后，年轻的印度小伙子们就留下来跟奉献者在一起。
The next morning, he came to Srila Prabhupada's room with the other devotees and sat close to Srila Prabhupada.
第二天早晨，这个小伙子和其他的奉献者一起来到帕帕德面前，坐在他面前。
As soon as Srila Prabhupada saw the boy, he pointed to the door without saying a word.
帕帕一见到这个小伙子就指着门，没有说一句话。
The boy also said nothing and got up and left.
这个小伙子也一句话没说，站起来就出去了。
So the Prabhupada then turned to one of the sannyasis and said, first he must wash all the pots.
帕帕德跟那个 sannyasi 托波僧说，首先他要把所有的这些锅都洗干净。
Because we don't have temples in China, it's a little hard for devotees to relate to. But in the places where we have temples, there's always a kitchen, and in the kitchen there's always many dirty pots. So...When we say in English, first you must go wash the pots means first go to the kitchen, clean the kitchen.
因为我们在中国没有庙宇，所以奉献者很难把这个联系在一起。但是在别的地方有ISKCON的庙宇，庙宇都有厨房，厨房里会有很多锅碗瓢盆。所以呢，这些人呢，他们应该。就是这些新人，他们应该去厨房帮助，把这些锅碗瓢盆都洗干净。
So then Prabhupada explained that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had always first tested the sincerity of someone who wanted to join the temple by asking him to go and wash the pots. In other words, he would see whether or not somebody was prepared to do some menial service, you know, that to make sure that actually they had the right level of humility.Join the devotees.
帕林顿导师 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati 他也是用这种方法来测试想要加入的人的是否真诚。如果一个人真诚的话，他会愿意做一些卑微的服务。这样呢，他的这个去清洁，帮助清洁厨房里的所有锅碗瓢盆，正是测试这些人是否达到了。恰当的卑微水准的一个好的方法。
In Japan, Srila Prabhupada went on the monorail. I guess that's a type of train.
在日本的时候，帕帕德有一次坐了这个，我想应该是子弹头，就这辆的一种火车。
In the beginning, the seat in front of Srila Prabhupada was empty, and Bhurijan Das invited Srila Prabhupada to put his feet up there since the seats were very, were very uncomfortably tight, you know, close together.
一开始呢，帕帕德面前面的那个座位是空的 ，Bhurijan 帕布就请求帕帕德把他的足放在这个座位上。因为这个座位都挨得太近了。
So the seat, the empty seat was actually reserved for one of Srila Prabhupada's disciples, Banu Das, and the trained people insisted that everybody must sit in their own seat.
但实际上呢，帕帕德前面的这个座位呢，是给帕帕德门徒 Banu Das 预留的，但是这个列车服务员要求每个人坐在自己的座位上。
Then Bhurijan again turned to Srila Prabhupada, this time with some hesitation. He said, Srila Prabhupada, would you please remove your feet from the seat?
然后 Bhurijan 帕布就有点犹豫的转头对帕帕说，Srila Prabhupada, 您能不能把您的足拿下来呢？
Yes, said Srila Prabhupada, I will move my feet so that one of my lotus like devotees can sit down.
可以的，释迦牟尼佛说，我可以把我的脚拿下来，这样呢，我的其中的一个像莲花一样的门徒就可以坐在上面了。
One time on a morning walk, Srila Prabhupada explained how paper currency is cheating people.
有一次在清晨散步的时候，帕帕德就说，这些纸币都是骗人的。
He said governments encourage people to work hard in factories to develop the economy of the nation, but they only give them pieces of paper for their work.
政府他们鼓励人们在工厂拼命的工作，但是只给了他们一些纸。
When the government doesn't have enough pieces of paper, they just print more.So the whole economy is based on cheating people.
政府为了鼓励经济发展，就拼命的让这些人在工厂劳作。但是他们只给他们一些纸币，所以他们在政府在欺骗人们。
So Prabhupada said in the Vedic economy, things were based on bartering, means exchange of goods.
帕帕说，在伟达的经济架构当中呢，人们都是以货易货，以这种方式来交易的。
If the bartering system is not possible, then at least some gold can be used to exchange for, because gold at least has some value, whereas paper has no value.
如果不能以货易货，至少可以用黄金做交易，因为至少黄金它有价值。
After hearing Srila Prabhupada describe this, one devotee said, but if all transactions are done in gold, it would be very difficult to make large deals because, you know, to carry the gold and exchange it would be very difficult.
帕帕的一个门徒就说，帕帕德，如果所有的这个交易都是以黄金来进行的话，那么就没法进行大宗的交易了，因为大宗的交易需要很多大量的黄金。
That's very good, said Srila Prabhupada. Why should there be big transactions?
没有问题的。为什么不能有大宗交易呢？释迦牟尼佛说。
Big transactions means people are accumulating more than they need.
大宗的交易就意味着人们积攒的货物超过了他们需要的。
We don't want big transactions.
我们不需要大宗交易。
We want that each person has enough what they need, and that's all.
我们只是要确保每个人只有他们足够他们生活的必需品，仅此而已。
In other words, people should people in this world are accumulating so much, but they don't need so much. People should live simple and use the rest of their time for engaging in spiritual life instead of thinking how to accumulate so much money.
那换言之，就是这个世界上的人们，他们积攒的都远远超过他们的所需。嗯，他们只是每天在想着、思考着怎么积攒更越来越多的他们用不着的事物。
Then, but just to put this in perspective, Srila Prabhupada told another story about money.
为了进一步澄清，他帕帕讲了另外一个故事。
And he said, one man asked another man, "Are you intelligent?"
一个人问另一个人，你有智慧吗？
The man looked in his pockets.
这个人看看自己的兜。
The first man asked, "Why are you looking in your pockets?"
提问题的人说，你干嘛看自己的兜呢？
The second man said, "Well, if there's any money there, that means I'm intelligent."
这个。另一个人回答说，如果我兜里有钱，就意味着我是有智慧的。
Then Prabhupada explained.
帕帕解释说。
He said, in ISKCON, everything is going on by my intelligence and your cooperation.
在国际 Krishna 智节协会当中，所有的事情的进行都是依赖着我的智慧和你们的合作进行的。
So you're preaching. So you devotees, you think you're all preaching very intelligently, but if there's no money, where's your intelligence?
你们这些奉献者在传教，你们都以为自己很有智慧，但是没有钱，哪里来的智慧？
You understand? So in other words, you're preaching, that's very nice, but there should also be some result, you know?
So what's the relationship between money and result?
Well, the story is about intelligence. So in other words, the man is asking, if I'm intelligent, I should have some money. So if you're preaching intelligently, there should also be some money, some result of your preaching. In other words, if you're just preaching and there's no result, that means actually you're not doing it very intelligently.
Okay. 这个故事帕帕就是这个故事的意思就是说就是奉献者他们以为是他们在很有智慧的传教他们自己在很有智慧的传教但这个故事的意思就是说如果你没有智慧你就不会有什么结果也不会有任何的金钱
In Australia, Srila Prabhupada was waiting in the airport for a flight that was late.
下一个故事，帕帕在澳大利亚的机场在等着登机。
He asked Amoga to find out from the airline people when is the flight going to go.
他想让他的仆人 Amoga 问一下服务机场的地勤，飞机什么时候起飞。
The person at the desk said, "Oh, it will be in 15 minutes."
地勤说，过十五分钟。
And Srila Prabhupada heard this. After 20 minutes, there was still no boarding. So he asked the devotee, "Check again."
过了二十分钟还没有起飞，帕帕就让门徒说再去问一下。
Again, they said 15 minutes.
这次的回答又是再过十五分钟。
So the prophet kept looking at his watch every 15 minutes and asking the devotees, "Okay, when?"
帕巴德每过15分钟去看一下他的表，然后他又再次问什么时候起飞。
At the same time, after some time, the prophet told a story.
过一会儿，帕巴讲了故事。
He said that a man was in the court, in the police court, and he said that and a cooker that he had been he said that he had been 15 years old for the last 15 years and he said due to his honesty he didn't want to change his statement
有一个男子在警察局就跟警察在那里作证说，在过去15年之间呢，他一直是15岁大，他也不想改变这个是真理。
So Srila Prabhupada says, they say 15 minutes boarding time. That's their honesty. It's now 1 hour and 15 minutes, and still they don't want to change their word. They keep saying 15 minutes, 15 minutes.
15. 帕巴说，同样的呢，这些地勤他们也很诚实，他们一直在说再过15分钟，过15分钟，所以他们都是对这个数字特别的诚实，但现在已经过了1小时15分钟了，还是过15分钟。
Okay, one time said, Srila Prabhupada said, many of his god brothers were envious of his success in preaching.
那么有一次帕帕德就说，他的神兄弟嫉妒他传教的成功。
He did not like to point it out, but he wanted his disciples to be aware of the nature of his, of the criticism of his godbrothers would make, to make Srila Prabhupada's work in ISKCON seem like very little.
帕帕并不想明着指出来，但是他希望门徒们意识到，他的神兄弟们，并不欣赏他的成功，他们想贬低帕帕在ISKCON当中的地位。
He said they can't do anything themselves, said Srila Prabhupada. But if somebody else does something, they will become envious. So this is the nature of a third class person.
他们自己无所作为，但是别的人成功了，他们就会大家嫉妒。这就是三流人的本质。
To illustrate this story point, Srila Prabhupada told the story he had heard from his spiritual master.
他就讲了他从自己的领导师那里听到的一个故事来阐明这一点。
One man informed another man that a man they had known had now become a judge in the court.
有两个人他们共同熟悉的第三个人现在已经变成了法院的法官。
No, said the second man, that can't be right, he can't be a judge.
那第二个人就说啊，不可能，他怎么可能当法官？
Yes, yes, he's now a judge, said the first man. I've seen him sitting in the court.
是的，是的，第一个人说，我已经亲眼见到了，他就是在法庭上呢，坐在那儿呢。
So the second man said, maybe, but I don't think he's getting any money.
第二人说，也许，但是我不认为他会拿到任何的薪水。
So Srila Prabhupada said that an envious person will always find some fault somewhere. Even if there's no fault, he'll manufacture some fault.
Srila Prabhupada 说，就是像这样，同样。一个嫉妒的人总是在那里吹毛求疵，即便是没有错误，他也会制造出一些错误。
Maybe you see sometimes people like this, even somebody successful, but they will make the success seem very small.
也许你们见过这样的人，即便是别人成功了，他们也会在那里闲言碎语，让这个成功的人。他的成功显得微不足道。
So this is the nature of envious people. They behave like this. Somebody successful, but they will always say, "No, no, no. He's done nothing actually."
老夫。
Yes.
That's a lot of noise in the speaker.
Okay, 1 minute. I think my headphone is out of charge. Let me just.
就是这样，这些三流的人，他们有就嫉妒的本性，他们总。Yes. Now it's.
Let me change. 1 minute.
Yeah. Now it's okay. Now it's good.
That's okay now.
Oh, good. Nice.
Okay. So Srila Prabhupada said, but.Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he never cared for such people who were so envious.
帕帕说，巴提斯丹萨斯塔库他从不在乎那些嫉妒的人说什么。
Okay, another story. For many years in India, Srila Prabhupada had traveled in old cars and often had to borrow somebody's car.
下个故事，就是很多年帕帕在印度旅行的时候呢，他总是坐着那些老旧的轿车，或者是从别人那里借来的老式轿车。
But as the movement was growing, he felt it was not proper.
随着运动日渐壮大，他觉得这样并不合适。
He said, whenever I arrive at the airport, I have to be picked up in a borrowed car. What sort of impression is this when we meet our members, but to meet them, we always have to ask them first to borrow their car so we can come and meet them.
好多年了，我每次到机场的时候，都是坐着借来的车去见别人，而这些成员他们总是第一件事，奉献者，想让他们见我的时候，第一张口说的第一句话就是向他们借车。
So then one disciple in Europe said, "I will purchase a Mercedes car for you in Germany, and I will drive it to India."
有一个门徒就跟帕帕说，我从德国给您买劳斯莱斯轿车，从德国开着到印度送给您。
So the devotees, at that time the devotees with Prabhupada in India said they had heard the devotee was going to purchase the car with money from Prabhupada's BBT.
印度的那些奉献者听说这位奉献者要从BBT 借钱给帕帕买车。
So Prabhupada then told a famous story.
帕帕讲了这个著名的故事。
So this a guru went to his disciples' home and he was greeted very nicely.
有一个 guru 来到门徒家里，得到了很好的款待。
When he inquired from his disciple, "How are you able to afford such a nice house?" The disciple told him, "Gurudev, everything belongs to you."
咕噜就问门徒，你是怎么找到这么多的钱来安排了所有这些很好的房子啊设施的。这门徒说，咕噜对，一切都是您的仁慈。
Later the guru saw he had no money left in his own bank account. Could immediately understand the disciple had spent all his guru's money.
后来这个咕噜发现他自己的账户上已经没钱了。他就明白了，这个门徒把他的 guru 的账户上的所有钱都花光了。
Then Srila Prabhupada ordered his disciple, "Don't purchase a car for me from my own, from the BBT money," and then say, "Prabhupada, everything belongs to you."
然后帕帕德就下令给这个门徒说，不要从我的 BBT 借钱，把所有钱花光给我买车，然后跟我说这句话，怕不怕的？一切都是以您的仁慈。
Yeah. Okay, we'll finish there for today. Are there any comments or questions, anything?
今天我们就讲到这里，有什么问题和评论吗？
When Srila Prabhupada was about to leave Los Angeles for a world tour in 1976, he called some of his devotees into his room.
有一次帕帕德在1976年在 San Francisco, 在旧金山他准备
Los Angeles.
在洛杉矶他准备启程进行全球旅行的时候，他在离开之前把所有奉献者叫到房间里。
So he said to Rameshwara Swami, he said, open my cupboard.
他对 Rameshwara 说道，把我的柜子打开。
So he opened the cupboard where Srila Prabhupada's clothes were kept.
他打开了帕帕德的放衣橱。
Do you see those quarters? Said Srila Prabhupada, pick one.
Quarter.
Quarter.
Kurta, yes, Kurta. 啊，你看见那个那些裤子了吗 ？Kurta， 你选一条。
You like that one? Srila Prabhupada said.
你喜欢吗？帕帕问他。
Because he picked out a bright orange one.
因为他选了一个亮黄色的 Kurta。
And then he replied, "Yes, I like it."
然后他就回答说：“是的，我喜欢。”
All right, that's for you. You can keep it.
好的，这个是给你的，你留着。
So Rameshwar was overcome with emotion to receive such a treasure of Srila Prabhupada's clothes.
Rameshwar 因为得到了帕帕德这样一个珍贵的礼物，感到非常动情。
Then other devotees, they also received some clothes and some gifts, all from Srila Prabhupada.
其他的奉献者也从帕帕那里得到了衣服或这些礼物。
Then it was almost time to go to the airport.
到了去机场的时间。
Then like an artist, Srila Prabhupada sat at his desk and he put on Vaishnava tilak on his forehead.
帕帕德就像个艺术家那样坐在那里，然后开始涂提拉克。
Rameshwar thought everything Srila Prabhupada does, the way he walks, the way he dresses, the way he puts on tilak, was all like a king, like very majestic and very opulent.
Rameshwar 就注意到帕帕德的一举一动就像国王那样，无论他是说话、行走。还是做事情，他都是 以一种优雅的姿势，还是一种高贵的姿态在做事。
So Rameshwar wanted to say some words of appreciation.
Rameshwar 就想说一些赞美之词。
So then he said, Srila Prabhupada, you appear to us, to the devotees, you seem to be just like a king.
Srila Prabhupada, 在我们奉献者的眼里，你看上去就像国王。
Prabhupada said, I am much more than any king.
Prabhupada 说，我不只是国王。
And then he walked downstairs, and then he was met by more than 100 devotees who all accompanied him to the airport when Srila Prabhupada went to begin another world tour of preaching.
帕帕德就走下了楼梯，下面有一百多位奉献者在那里等候着给他送行。帕帕德就坐着车去了机场。
So when we watch the videos of Srila Prabhupada, we can see how royal Srila Prabhupada was, how cultured.
我们看帕帕德的视频，可以发现帕帕德。他的举止是多么高贵又有教养。Okay, there is a question by Sumuki Radha Dasi.
Okay.
Okay. 顶拜帕布，感恩精彩讲课。这是一个物质世界，没钱的的确很多事无法进行，传教服务需要金钱。请问刚才您讲到帕帕对金钱的态度，可以再给我们进一步讲讲吗？奉献者该如何对待金钱问题？ Thank you, obeisance, Prabhu. Thank you for your wonderful lecture. This is a material world. It's true that without money, we cannot carry out many things like preaching service. Just now you talk about the story aboutThe attitude, Srila Prabhupada's attitude toward money. Can you further elaborate on that? How, what's the attitude of a devotee towards money? How to deal with the question, the problem of money from devotees?
Problem of money means what? Scarcity of money?
How to, what's their attitude?
Well, the devotee sees that money is Lakshmi.
奉献者们把金钱当作 Lakshmi, 幸运女神。
And Lakshmi is the goddess of fortune.
Lakshmi, 而 Lakshmi 是幸运女神。
Lakshmi is meant to be with Narayan.
而 Lakshmi 应该是跟 主 Narayan 总是在一起。
So whatever Lakshmi we have, we should combine it with Krishna. So whatever money we have, we should use it for the service of Krishna.
无论我们有奉献者有多少金钱，应该把它和 Narayan 的结合在一起，就是都用来服务 Krishna。
Devotee is not scared of money. Devotee can use unlimited money for Krishna. So devotee has unlimited desire for money as long as he's wanting to use it for Krishna.
奉献者并不缺乏金钱，奉献者只想要把金钱用来服务 Krishna. 所以只要奉献者要运用金钱服务 Krishna, 他们对金钱的欲望是无穷无尽的。
We need money, like anything. We need lots of money for preaching.
啊，我们需要大量的资金，我们需要大量的钱财用于传教。
Srila Prabhupada once famously said that if we say that Bhaktivedanta Swami is sitting in Mayapur under a tree chanting Hare Krishna, who will come to Mayapur?
有一次，帕帕德说。如果人们说巴提维丹塔斯瓦米正坐在马普的树下在那里念诵呢，谁会来看我们呢？
But if we build a gigantic temple, just see how many people will come.
但假设我们建造了一所宏伟的庙宇，你看看会有多少人来。
So we are spending hundreds of millions of dollars to construct buildings just so that people will come to visit.
所以我们花费上百万、上千万的资金来建造宏伟的庙宇，就是为了吸引人们来看这些庙宇。
So this is the first. I think there's two parts to this answer. So this is just devotees should not be scared of having money. We need to make lots and lots of money so we can preach nicely.
对这个问题有两方面的答案。第一个。奉献者不应该惧怕拥有大量的资金，因为我们需要大量的资金用于传教。
But for ourselves, the devotees, we can live simply. We don't need much ourselves.
但对我们奉献者而言，我们可以简朴的生活，我们自己不需要很多。
When we have a lot of money, sometimes we also get into so much trouble.
有的时候我们钱太多了，还会有麻烦。
Then we want, you know, nice car, nice house. Not that devotees should live badly, but we should live simply, but we should have clean, nice place.
钱太多了就想买豪宅、豪车，那并不是说我们应该就是过着很糟糕的生活，我们应该过着很简朴的生活，我们只需要一个很简单的、清洁的环境。
Of course, for some people to have enough money to live may be also a problem.
当然了，有的人可能，都不会有足够的资金来维持正常的生活。
So maybe her question is about this. I don't know exactly.
也许你的问题是涉及这方面，我不知道是不是这方面的问题。
So in this circumstance, it would be nice sometimes if the devotees help each other.
如果是有的奉献者里都衣不裹，食不果腹，那么别的奉献者应该帮助这样的奉献者。The next question. Radha, Ananda, Hare Krishna, 深深顶拜尊敬的帕布，感恩您带来帕布帕德美妙的灵性信息。请问如何正确理解灵性的人格性？怕不怕得经常愤怒吗 ？Okay, Hare Krishna. I deeply bow down to you, Prabhu. Thank you for your, thank you that you have brought spiritual information, about Prabhupada. My question is that how can we understand correctly?Personality, spiritual personality. Did Prabhupada often become angry? Okay. That's it.
Yes, very good question.
非常好的问题。
You know, Srila Prabhupada used all the different emotions, but he used them all for Krishna service.
帕巴德会使用各种各样的情感，但是所有这些情感都是用于 Krishna 的服务。
There's a common misunderstanding that a spiritual person should not be angry.
有一个一般的误会。
Or should not show anger.
通常的误会就是认为一个灵性的人物不应该展示愤怒。
So a spiritual person is never angry with people for himself.
灵性的人物从来不为自己向人对人们别人发火。
But Srila Prabhupada says that when somebody says something bad about Krishna, or somebody says something bad about another devotee, then a devotee must be angry.
帕帕又说，但是如果有人说了奉献者说了 Krishna 的坏话，奉献者一定要愤怒。
It is his duty to become angry. It's his duty to defend the honor of Krishna. It's his duty to defend the honor of a devotee.
他这时候展示愤怒是他的职责。他要奉献者有职责来维护 Krishna 的荣誉，有职责。有义务来维护奉献者的荣誉。
Actually, it is said that if you see something wrong done to a devotee or something bad said about Krishna, and if you don't do something, then you will also get sinful reaction.
据说，如果当一个人看到对奉献者做了坏事，说了。别人说了 Krishna 的坏话，而不展示愤怒的话，这个人他也要卷入罪恶活动，他也会受罪恶活动的影响。
But for himself, if somebody insults you or me, you know, personally, devotee will be very humble. He will never feel offended. A devotee personally.He's never offended by something that anybody says to them.
但是对于你对于我，如果有人就是说了坏话的话，那奉献者从来不觉得自己被得罪了，被冒犯了。奉献者从来不认为他自己被人们得罪，自己被人们冒犯。下一个问题，顶拜老师，Sumiki Rada， 中国现在被誉为世界消费大国，贫富差距很导致很多收入的水平无法赶上社会整体消费水准，居士们需要买房、孩子教育、养老和健康保险的投入等等，我们该如何分配用于服务和布施的金钱比例？在生活水平线以下的人们该怎么办？Nowadays, China is regarded as a big country of consumption, but there is a great gap between wealthy and poor people.
Yeah.
Many people cannot get to the point level of the ordinary, the normal standard consumption.
Mm-hmm.
The grihastha need to buy a house to pay for the education of children, to prepare for their old age and health insurance. How can we divide the money used in the service and the donation? And if somebody is below the ordinary living standard, what can they do? How can they do? What should they do?
So this is a question about personal finance.
这是有关于个人投资的问题。
And
It's a fact that there is great inequality.
确实，贫富差距就是很大，而且有不平等。
And unfortunately, the nature of this world is that there are many people who exploit others, and therefore, many times devotees have trouble surviving, have trouble living.
有些人他们的本性就剥削的本性，然后有的导致有的奉献者现在连基本的维生都不能保障。
So that's why I said it's if devotees can come together and help each other, that may be the solution.
据说呢，如果奉献者能抱团到一起，然后彼此帮助，这可能是一个解决方案。
We help our family members, so devotees are also part of our family.
我们会帮助家庭成员，奉献者也是个大家庭。Is that all?
I can only give a general answer because I don't know the specific circumstances for each person.
我只能给出一个泛泛的答案，因为我不知道每一个人的每一个人的个案。
You know, we have to, of course, there are many descriptions in, in the Shastra about how even how people like Kulavecha Sridhar, he was selling bananas and banana products.
在经典中有一个描述，有个奉献者 Kulavecha Sridhar, 他卖香蕉叶做的盘子。
And he was offering 50% of his income to the worship of the Ganges.
他把收入50%一半用于崇拜恒河。
And you know, Lord Chaitanya would purchase bananas from him.
就柴太尼亚会从他那里买香蕉。
But you know, he was very poor, but still he used his money for his worship.
他尽管贫穷，仍然会把所挣得的钱用于崇拜。
So, but in this modern age, it seems very difficult even to do some simple services like that. I think you need to discuss with somebody who can help you with these things, who knows your personal circumstances, to come up with a solution.
我认为您应该跟一个了解您情况的人来澄清陈述这些事实，请他来帮助你找出一个解决方案。
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Hare Krishna 的问题 ，Hare Krishna， 记得当我刚进入 Krishna 知觉，见到 Guru， 我们小组人给 Guru 介绍说他做生意，意思说有钱。到现在我还有心结，他为什么要这么介绍？有钱没钱和学习休息有很重要关系吗？当刚刚听课，是不是门徒条件好 ，Guru 应该很喜欢和高兴的？传教和做服务有时候需要金钱做支撑，对我们奉献者来说，有钱还是个好事是吧？但还是不希望别人因为你条件好另眼看待。A business teacher, I remember when I first joined Krishna consciousness. As soon as we met Guru, the member of our group introduced me to Guru, said that he is doing business.Meaning he has money. Up until now, I still had some grudge against it. Why did he introduce me like that? what's the importance and relationship between money and practice and learning? But when I just heard a lecture that if the condition of disciple is very good, the guru should be happy. And because it's needed money to preach and service, for our devotee, it's a nice thing to have money. Still, I don't want others to see me as another kind of person because I have money. That's a comment.
So, just so I understand the question right. So, she has a business and somebody introduced her to the guru as somebody who has money. Is that the problem?
Yeah, it's a problem. He has money and the others introduced him has money. He didn't like that introduction. And just now in the lecture it said that it's nice to have money.
Of course. Because everybody has a different ability.
是的, 因为当然了,
some people can make money, some people can speak nicely, some people can cook nicely. Everybody has individual qualifications.
有的人可以挣钱, 有的人可以讲课, 有的人可以做饭, 每个人都不同的资质。
Having money means that you have some good intelligence for these things.
有钱就意味着你对这方面呢有很好的智慧。
We shouldn't feel bad about that.
对此不应该有什么不好的情节。 Still, the last sentence that still he didn't want others to regard him as otherwise because he is in good condition.
Yeah, well, we have a lot of neophyte devotees, unfortunately.
不幸的是我们有很多初期奉献者。
And many neophytes, when it comes to money, are also very confused.
很多新奉献者遇到金钱的问题，他们也困惑。
So, if he's a businessman, he should understand that, you know, people are confused when it comes to money and how to see people who have money.
那么就是这些新奉献者呢，涉及到金钱和涉及到有钱人，他们都有困惑。You
know, that's just, unfortunately, we have all sorts of different people in our society, and some people are mature and some people are not mature.
不幸的是我们社会的人林林总总，各式各样，有的人成熟，有的人不成熟。
Just like Ambarish Prabhu, you know, our proper disciple Ambarish Prabhu, he has a famous name and he has money, and sometimes, you know, people, they also criticize him about having money, etc.
我们协会当中啪啪的一个门徒叫Ambarish Prabhu, 他非常有钱又有名望，有些人呢就为此还批评他。
Now, I don't know if you have as much money as Ambarish.
我不知道你的钱像不像Ambarish那么多。
But, you know, he also has to experience, you know, when he was introduced to Srila Prabhupada, people also said, he is a son of a rich man.
当Ambarish帕布被介绍给帕帕德的时候, 人们也介绍他说, 他是一个富家子弟。
You know, did he get upset about that? I don't know.
那我不知道安巴瑞什帕布听了这个话以后有没有内心不安。
But he used his money for Srila Prabhupada's service.
但是他把钱用来服务帕布帕德。
And in this way, you know, everything was okay.
这样呢，一切都摆平了。
So don't feel bad about the immaturity of others.
不要为别人的不成熟感到那感觉不好。
Okay.
Okay, next question. 请问帕布，在大都市房租很贵 ,Radhika Priya, 所以有些年轻奉献者不得不合租，有男有女，请问帕布，这有违遵守的原则吗？怎么看待这种矛盾？谢谢您。
Just hold the question one second.
Okay, okay. Krishna Namdas. 请大家稍后一下，帕布去，一会儿就来。
Okay, I'm back. What's the question?
The question is that in the big city, it's very expensive to rent a house. Therefore, some young devotees have to rent the house together. There are men and women. The question that Prabhu, is this against the principle of brahmachari? How to regard this contradiction? Thank you, Krishna Namdas.
Krishna Nam Prabhu? He's a married man, isn't he?
不知道这个是谁问的，前面是 Radhika Priya Satima 的，你知道这是谁问的问题吗？
这是 Krishna Nam Prabhu 问的。
哦、oh, it's a question from Krishna Nam Prabhu.
I guess it all depends on the consciousness of the people.
啊、我猜这个是取决于人们的知觉状态。
Whether or not they're agitated or not, or they can see each other respectfully.
他们是不是受到就是激动了？是不是彼此互相尊重
？It's not against. I mean, traditionally in India, there was no brahmacharinis.
在印度的传统当中，并没有女真守生这一说法。
This is something that Srila Prabhupada, you know, he allowed.Because he saw that men and women were living like this in the Western countries, so he allowed, you know, for ashrams where women could live in the temple, men could live in the temple.
因为帕帕的在西方看到呢，男女他们都住在一起，所以呢，他就允许在庙宇当中有男真守生ashram，有女真守生ashram。
But I think his question is more that if.Because it's expensive in the city to rent an apartment, so what if men and women live together in that apartment who are not married? Is that correct? Is that the question?
我的理解是不是在大都市因为房租很贵，所以呢，男女都住在同一个公寓里，是这样吗？
Is that the question?
是这样，是这个问题吗？是的 ，yes. To live in the same room apartment, 是不是在同一个房间里呢 是的 ，yes. The same room.
So why can't some girls share an apartment and some men share an apartment?I'm saying, in other words, if there's 3-4 men and 3-4 women who want to share an apartment, why can't the women just rent one apartment together and the men rent one apartment together?
我的意思是，如果有三四位真守生，男真的女真守生，为什么女真守生不能住同一间公寓，男真守生住另外一间公寓呢？
If it's just one man and one woman.
Sorry.It's different rooms. The same apartment, but not the same room.
Yeah, yeah, I understand. It may be difficult over a period of time to maintain respectful distance from each other.
也许在过了一段时间，彼此尊重就不那么容易了。
I don't know the circumstances, so I would imagine that after some time, you know, it may not be very conducive to spiritual life. Something may happen. Something may not happen. Something may happen. Who knows? It's better single people live with the people of the same, you know, men and women. It depends on the circumstances, I guess, but it's probably not the best situation. I can't comment any more than that.
这得看情况而定。但是可能是不是最好最理想的状态。我的评论也是到此为止了。然后就是说阿布说这样做可能不是特别有利于灵修生活，可能到时候有些事情不会像你所愿的那样发生，有的事情不会那么如愿的事情也会发生了。
Yeah, that's all I can say.
所以我要说的就是这些。
Because I don't know the exact circumstances, so it's difficult for me to comment more.
因为我不知道具体情况，所以我不能做更多的评论。
Okay, next question.
Okay, no next question.
Okay, so then let us finish there for today.
好，那我们今天这讲课就到这里。
I thank you for your attention on this.
感谢你们的专注。
And I pray that we can be more absorbed in the pastimes of Srila Prabhupada.
我祈祷我们可以更专注于 Prabhupada 的逍遥时光。
And serve the mission of Srila Prabhupada.
你可以更加专注于 Srila Prabhupada 的使命。
Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
跟着知音服务员聆听今天早上的早课就播放到这里。感谢 Chita Raj Prabhu 给我们带来精彩讲课，也感谢大家的耐心的聆听和问题。祝大家有一个有 Krishna 知觉的一天。Hare Krishna.
Haribo, Haribo.
Haribo.